Morning After. That was Kia Shine, Underdog. What's up, Kia Shine?
What up, man? The song says it all to me. You know what I'm saying? For a person to say that it's not that it's fabricated and not true, then it's definitely true and it definitely happened. And I mean, I know niggas don't want shit like that getting out or whatever. When you're an artist, you're probably sensitive about your shit. But it is a truth statement, and I will be receiving 25% of whatever that song makes. So
that sounds making a lot.
And that royalty check will be the best I ever had. Understand that.
Now, but what about him saying, because Drake also said it's distasteful, you know, for you to brag about splits on a song.
The thing about it is, first of all, no one's bragging about it. Once I got the BMI Awards or whatever, and it happened, and it started to get out or whatever and all that or whatever, like, I'm just pretty much giving the information as far as what happened with the record, you know what I mean, or whatever, period. I mean, it's not, like I said, it's not a big deal to me, you know what I mean, or whatever. It could have been quiet. It's been quiet. I've been knowing about this shit since January. So it's been quiet. I ain't really been had nothing to say about it, period. It's just when I was approached about the situation or whatever, I'm just setting the record straight. You know what I mean? Don't get it twisted or whatever. Like, no one, dude's a great artist or whatever and shit like that. Nobody taking nothing away from dude or whatever and shit. But at the same time, that's what niggas do, period. Whether it's niggas in the street talking about how much dope they saw, whatever they did or whatever. I'm a rap hustler, man. I also do music for my family. You know what I mean? And I say it once and I say it again. Everybody sleeping on me will wake up working for me. And if you snooze on me, you will lose, homie. That's all I gotta say. You know what I'm saying? I'm smart about my business, and niggas gonna respect my mind and my grind. That's all it is. And nigga ain't trying to come up off you. I got my own records. I do my own thing, and it's cool. I ain't tripping on that, but I will be getting that bread, dog. You know what I mean?
I heard you're also writing for Diddy now.
That's like, we got a few, you know, it's a few things. I ain't, like, my thing is this: until it comes out or whatever and all that or whatever, like, and I'm not even gonna even address what I'm doing until people start to see it. So, you know what I mean? Because it's funny to me how someone would be able to say it's just fabricated when it's true. So it's like, okay, I'm not going to say what I'm about to do. You'll just see it when it come out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When
I mean, there's no way it can be fabricated if you won a BMI Awards for it.
Three of them.
Three BMI Awards, right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a real thing. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. So, I mean, like,
he just doesn't want people to think, because I guess people misconstrue things and they thought that you ghost wrote
I think he was offended by that.
Not that you said it, but other people don't know. They think, oh, he won these BMI awards, so that means he wrote it for him, you know?
And people, please don't get it twisted. I did not ghostwrite anything for Drake. Drake is well capable. See, I love Drake because his dad's from Memphis. That's where I'm from. So my thing is, like, I wouldn't disrespect the house. I didn't ghostwrite for dude. I just was on my business when they use a record that I used, and that's it. You know what I'm saying, or whatever. Like, and you would do the same thing if Kia Shine had a record that was number 7, number 2 in the country, number 1 in the country, and I took something from your record. Your legal team, Hip Hop Since 1978, G. Robinson and Tez, and all those dudes would be on my ass getting their money. You know what I'm saying, or whatever. And it's the same thing.
Okay. All right, good. Well, I just wanted to make sure we clear all of that up. I know the whole story, but some people just, you know, don't understand how...